It is time once again for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment comes from the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. They, of course, offer so many great resources to our community, and they are also now offering a trip to Greece this fall. It's going to be 9 days long, and you'll see the country from every angle, including visits to famous sites, a cooking class, and swinging by an olive grove. That's going to be from November 3rd through the 11th, and you can learn more by going to carolinachamber.org/Greece. That music means it's time to talk Carborough with Mayor Damon Siles, who joins me in the studio. Happy Friday, Damon. How are you?
Good, Brighton. It's good to be with you in the studio.
It is, and it's very timely that you're here because we had two very big pieces of Carborough news yesterday. Let's start with the more somber one, which was that there was a fatal stabbing outside or in the area of Town Commons and Town Hall. And I know that there's not very many details that the police department were able to share yesterday, but are there any updates that you can share with us today? And generally, what is your reaction? Because that's an area people know really well in the town, and I imagine that was pretty shocking news to hear.
Yeah, it's right downtown, right near the town hall and the town commons, where people are used to going to the farmer's market and where many of us live nearby. We're just blocks away. So yeah, it was a pretty upsetting piece of news, not least because it did result in a fatality. The police department let us know that I guess there was some sort of altercation that ended in this stabbing, and the victim was taken to UNC hospitals and did die after arriving there. So pretty shocking and sad news for all of us in Carborough, especially for the victim and their family. I don't have any more information to share than what you've reported and what the police department has said in their statement. I did check with our town manager earlier today to see if there were any updates that needed to be shared, and he said that the police are still investigating.
Okay, well, we will certainly be continuing to keep an eye on that as some details emerge, and hopefully there are some leads on and some folks are held responsible for that. Now, you mentioned the town manager. Of course, he's the other piece of big news, as we learned yesterday, fairly surprising, I think, for us here in the newsroom, that Richard White is going to be leaving. And it's mostly surprising just because he just hit the 2-year mark or is coming up on the 2-year mark in the job. Was that surprising for yourself and the town council about his departure?
Well, so I learned the news this week as well. And, you know, Richard White, our town manager for the last 2 years, has been just in a really amazing addition to the town during a really difficult period. And I know you and I and Andrew and I have talked in this studio many times about this transition period and for many organizations, including local governments all over, about how intensive an experience it can be to crawl your way out of a public health emergency like COVID-19 has been. And Richard has been a really important part of that for the town of Carborough. He was our manager who got us the town reopened after the end of the public health emergency. He focused a lot, especially early on, in employee wellness and taking care of our employees and recruiting and retaining employees. We, under his leadership, revised the town's payment plan and benefit structure. So those are important things that setting the stage for a good workplace, good work environment for all of our town employees, which I'm really thrilled about. Like many organizations, you know, Richard was coming into one that, because of the pandemic, was seeing a lot of staff turnover too. I think in my very first remarks to the town staff at our annual holiday party after I was first elected mayor, I think something like a fifth to a quarter of our staff were within 1 year of their hire. So it was a pretty major turnover, and Richard has led that outstanding staff during his time. So very sorry to see him go, not least because he has kind of set the stage for the organization to operate in a much more, in a very professional way. And I think that was a turn that we needed in Carborough, because we've taken on so much new ambitious planning with our comprehensive plan. And Richard has set the stage for allowing us to move forward with that.
I thought he was an interesting case as well. And it's a shame to see him go after 2 years, because he had worked with the town before. He was an assistant to the town manager in the early 2000s. And I'm sure it is common to see people return in that way, but it hasn't been with kind of the latest hires that we've seen in Chapel Hill. And Carborough hadn't needed a town manager for a long time until you guys hired Richard. But how much of him having been with the town before do you think helped him with that transition and coming in during that not necessarily fraught time, but certainly, as you said, a very challenging time?
Yeah, like you said, you know, Richard actually started his career as a manager, as somebody in town management here in Carborough. I think it was kind of his first job after becoming a professional town employee, and then moved on to continue his career elsewhere in North Carolina and elsewhere. I think, you know, that was certainly something that stood out for the town council when we selected Richard as our town manager, and we knew it made him more familiar with our community. He, of course, knew many of the folks, especially who had been around a while working for the town. So, yeah, it was a big plus for him, I think, and one of the reasons he loves Scarborough so much. And he, it's been great to have a town manager who knows our town and is really sees how special we are.
Well, one kind of other wrinkle to this is that we'll have a chance to talk about him and his impact over the 2 years for a little bit longer, just because there's no, at the moment, end date, it seems, for him in the town. He's not starting in Salisbury until November, and the town council needs to appoint an interim town manager. My next question was kind of what's the timeline on that? Because obviously the town council's during in the middle of what is typically a bit of a summer break. So what's the timeline for meeting and hopefully getting an interim named?
Right. So Richard, our current town manager, will be with us for the next few months, which I think is good. It's nice to have a little bit of a lead time to sort of figure out next steps. Just as with any transition in leadership like this one for any town, we will the town council as a whole will have to make a decision about the process moving forward. We'll, for example, need to initiate a search for the next manager. Once Richard's time with the town comes to an end, which will, as you said, happen sort of near the end of October, early November, the council will then, of course, appoint an interim manager. But that's all sort of to be decided. And I've been talking one-on-one with council members since Richard's announcement about kind of how they'd like to see those next steps come around.
Gotcha. So it will be down the road. It's not one of those things where it won't be happening truly within the next couple of weeks, an interim name. There's a lot of overlap. This will come kind of as he is on his way out the door.
That's right. Richard agreed to kind of stay with us long enough for us to make that transition. And so that's one reason that as he identified in his statement, that his start date in his next position will be early November.
Well, again, I know that it is a town council-wide decision, but it is largely the same council that was there when he was hired in 2021. So I feel like this is a fair question to ask. What are some of the ideal qualities that the council was looking for that time around, and how much of that is going to translate to this new town manager search, do you think?
I think a lot of it will. You know, one of the things that I certainly was looking for, and one thing that something I've appreciated very much about Richard's time with the town, has been just the level of professional expertise, professional experience as a city or town manager. He brought that to the table in a really impressive way, and a focus on strategic planning and helping the town council translate our policy priorities into strategic priorities for the staff, so that they had the resources and staff that they need to actually execute on the council's policy priorities. So Richard's mind is really around that kind of thinking as a town manager, which is thinking strategically, thinking about how you reorganize an organization like Scarborough, the town of Scarborough, to follow through on the priorities that the policymakers like myself and my colleagues on the council have set forward. So those are the kinds of things I look for, of course, and I think that's probably true of some of the other council members, but it's anybody's sort of guess at this point, because we haven't initiated a search yet. We'll likely sort of put out a request for qualifications like we did the previous time to get a search started and see what kind of candidates apply and that kind of thing.
We're speaking with Scarborough Mayor Damon Siles. Again, we have a little bit before those decisions need to be made, because Richard White will be leaving the town in the fall. He'll start his new position with the city of Salisbury in November. ScarboroughNC.gov is the spot to go to check out the town's release about Richard White's departure. Wanted to turn to a different piece of news that was not on the town government's website, but I saw making the rounds on social media. A lot of people talking about North Carolina Highway 54 that is in Scarborough, on the edge of Chapel Hill. I think it's in the 27516 area code, zip code. So it's in this kind of gray area, and a lot of people have been talking about the traffic over there and pedestrian safety. Obviously, pedestrian safety has been a topic for many town residents for a long time. But I saw you were weighing in on a project that has been approved by the towns and that NCDOT is working on. I'm hoping you can share some more details with us.
Yeah, as you said, NC 54, as folks know, is the kind of major state highway that connects the sort of southern areas of both Scarborough and Chapel Hill. It's also an area along which there's been a lot of over the decades, lots of apartments complexes developed and other neighborhoods, and so it's presented a challenge for both of our towns, because it creates this safety problem for pedestrians, especially pedestrians who are trying to cross the highway to get to transit service. Many of the folks living in the neighborhoods along North Carolina 54 in both of the towns use Chapel Hill Transit on a daily basis, and it's not safe getting across that highway right now because it's not designed for pedestrians to cross it. Fortunately, after some requests by both Carrboro and Chapel Hill a few years ago, NCDOT agreed to undertake a study of that corridor. So looking at NC 54 from, you know, sort of the western edge of Carrboro near Main Street all the way through to Chapel Hill over into toward 15501. That study was completed in 2019, I want to say, and then they began immediately doing some design work around the recommendations. What that's going to result in is construction of three new pedestrian, signalized pedestrian crossings across 54, two of them in Carrboro, one of them in Chapel Hill. That we expect that construction to start within the next year, but you never know with sort of the bidding and contracting for those projects. But yeah, really happy that NCDOT is taking the lead on that. It's going to be a huge improvement for pedestrian safety along 54 and getting people access to our transit system, which is also incredibly important.
Yeah, if you drive that corridor, it's really plainly obvious how tricky it is just based on, as you said, where the transit stops are. And I feel like it's, again, pedestrian safety top of mind for a lot of folks in the community, but I feel like even more prescient since there was another Carrboro community member who was killed while trying to cross I-40. And again, slightly different situation there, no transit, and that's an interstate, but I think just probably at the forefront of a lot of people's minds right now.
This corridor is one we hear about by email from our residents every once in a while, and I've been glad to be able to report back to them that we now know that this is moving forward. In fact, one of the last things that the Carrboro Town Council did before we went on into our summer recess is we approved or we authorized the town manager to execute an agreement with NCDOT to begin the process of essentially building this project within Carrboro. And so folks who are curious and they're familiar, if they live along 54, the two locations in Carrboro will be at Westbrook Drive in Carrboro and also Abbey Lane, which is near the Canterbury townhomes. And then in Chapel Hill, there will be a crossing at the Kingswood and Laurel Ridge apartments. So it's going to be a really good project, really important, and I think something people have been looking for a long time.
We've got a few minutes left with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Anything else happening around town or that has been on your mind lately that you want to highlight for listeners? I know, again, that the town council is in that summer break.
Yeah, I mean, this weekend, I'm just looking forward to a weekend, I think, like a lot of other people who work during the week. I think, let's see, the main thing I'm looking forward to on Sunday, there's going to be an event with UNC law professor Gene Nickel. I think many of your listeners will know Professor Nickel as sort of the intellectual inspiration for many progressives in North Carolina. He has a new book out, and he's doing kind of a presentation and talk with some folks up at the Orange County Public Library in Hillsborough. That's on Sunday at 3:00. So certainly encourage folks to come out and hear from Gene Nickel. He's really just a great speaker, an inspiring speaker, and somebody we need for these times.
Well, if you want to check out any other events that are happening around the town, CarrboroNC.gov is the Town of Carrboro website and has lots of information on many of the things we've been talking with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles about this afternoon. Damon, thanks so much for stopping by as always, and enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Brighton. You too.